Driven by Hunter City Motor Group. The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, good morning, everyone. We're back. We're ready for a Friday.
The weekend is here.
Tell me about it. Not yet. Still got a full day of work to get through, boys. Come on.
But this is not work. No, this is not work. Knock it off.
This is the fun stuff.
I've already knocked off for the week.
Have you?
Oh, mate.
Oh, nice.
Kids, sit up, me done.
All right.
Today's just a chit chat.
Well, you know, you couldn't be more right. What did you guys get up to? Anything exciting overnight?
Oh, 9-3 loss in soccer. Can you believe it?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
that's
shocker.
Rough for you.
An absolute shocker. But what can you do?
Did you score all three goals?
I scored off the left foot.
Oh, that's pretty good. Nice.
Right in front, across from the corner, onto my left foot, bang, straight in.
That's a personal win. Mm. Yeah.
I will take that any day of the week.
Mm. Lovely. Ari, anything exciting overnight?
Just spending quality time with Mum and Dad
last night.
Having some good philosophical chats.
Ooh, philosophy.
We're educated in my household.
Yeah, nice. Mm. I like that. Mm. I did some baking yesterday.
Ooh, what'd you bake?
A lovely cinnamon banana bread.
Oh, cinnamon.
Yeah.
Where are you pulling these recipes from?
The internet.
Taste.com.au.
I'm a BBC food fan.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, I think their recipes are really good.
Mm.
It's the house smells amazing, yet to be tasted.
Okay.
The shape looked good. I was happy with the rise. You know, they're baking terms, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
How was the yeast?
No yeast.
There's no yeast in banana bread.
No.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeast in all
it's
bread?
It's not bread, it's a cake.
Yeah, basically it's a cake. So yeah. You got your baking.
Really? I didn't know that.
Bicarb soda. Is your leavening agent, if you will.
I would not have known that.
We're all on a learning journey, and that's what it's all about. This Friday will be no different in that way. We'll all be learning along the way.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
All those athletes and gym junkies that are a little bit obsessed with recovery,
yeah.
Apparently... Australia's largest ice bath ever has been revealed to be taking place this weekend in Sydney. So basically the Bondi pool there, right next to Newcastle.
Yeah,
right next to the ocean. Apparently they're going to put in giant cubes of ice to make it the largest ice bath in Australia.
Oh, in the Bondi iceberg?
Yeah, iceberg's the ice bath.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Does it say how big the cubes are?
They just say gigantic ice cubes.
Yeah, right. Maybe as big as your head or something.
Oh, bigger. Much bigger.
They're not cracking them out of the freezer, are they? Getting the individual cubes and chucking them all in there.
No, they don't have those little trays where you have to twist it.
Yeah. Oh, it's so annoying.
Oh, you know what? Thank God for the invention of ice machines in fridges, right? Because those things are good. The plastic ones especially, and then, like, they'd get a little crack in them as well, but your parents would still keep it because it's still... Look, there's still 10 more good cubes in there. You don't want to get rid of that. Oh, give it up. They're $2.50. Get some new ones, Mum. All that sort of stuff.
Anyway, so this is going to be happening from 9 a.m. till 11 p.m. at the Bondi Icebergs Pool on Sunday.
Long session. Now, you're a big athlete.
I was, not now.
No, but you still run...
I've still got issues with my knees, yeah.
Still run every day, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And an ice bath would be helpful.
No, they're horrible.
Why don't you make a little trip down the M1 and participate?
I'll just use ice packs.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's easier, but less record-breaking.
Anyway, I just find that really interesting. Why don't we do that in Newcastle instead?
Well,
good question. Little Tally Nelms, get it on it.
I wouldn't go if you're not going to go. Crave, are you going to go?
Not myself, no.
I just want to see giant ice cubes.
Yeah, fair enough. That'll be a bit of fun.
Mm.
UFM.
The Novos.
And now we learn the tale of Apollo, the very clever parrot. Now, this bird, it's called an African grey. Have you ever heard of this bird, this type of parrot? Apparently extremely intelligent, one of the most intelligent in the world. Mm-hmm. This one is a TikTok star. Of course it is.
Yeah. Has its own account, probably?
Well, I think it's run by its owners, but yes, in a way has its own account. It's broken the world record for naming items. Now, essentially what that means is the bird has to look at a thing that maybe... like it's seen before but it's not there and go, that is, you know, a high bouncing ball, or that is a mirror.
Okay.
Now, I've got a bit of audio of Apollo the bird naming things for the world record. Have a listen to this. It's actually extraordinary.
All right, you got to do four things. You get a pistachio, all right, Apollo? What's this called?
Block.
Yes, block. Good job.
What?
Three more.
Block.
Oh.
What's this called?
It's a bell.
That's right, bell. Good job.
A bell. Yeah. See, it is a really, really smart bird. It looks at the bell and goes, that's a bell.
It's very clever. And the way that the bird taps on things with its beak.
Yes,
so it's like a sensor. Yeah.
It goes, ding, 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 that's a bell.
Oh, so he's actually moving these things himself.
Yeah, with his little feet, with his little claw things.
That's cool.
Are they feet? Are they claws? I don't know with birds. I'm not really a bird.
Well, its beak is pushing it.
To get into position, and then it can move stuff with its claws as well. Very smart bird. Now, this bird has also become a star on TikTok. Currently has 2.8 million followers.
Oh, what are people doing with their lives? Why are they following pages like that? That's
strange.
Well,
I guess they just want to see a bird, the smartest bird in the world.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
For a bird.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if Molly the Whippet could point at a bell and go, that's a bell, I'd go, brilliant, I've got a talking dog.
Yeah,
I'm financially sorted.
We spoke recently on the show about being able to communicate with animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How cool is that? We're on the way.
Yeah, that's right. It can tell you. You know, at least, look over there, there's the TV.
Now, the world record for it, like, again, why this became world record, who knows? But it's also, it actually pronounces, the bird pronounces each word very clearly.
Yeah, well,
There's a couple in there that you go, hang on.
It hasn't.
Did he say, there was one where he puts a sock on his head and they say, what are you doing? And he's hiding and he goes, hat. And the guy goes, that's right, you said hat. Did he?
Well, or did he say hiding, or did he just laugh at the situation because he had a sock on his head?
He might have just shrugged off and he's going, that's right.
So in some situations, you question how many of these items it can actually name. But still, it's done the world record, and this bird is very, very smart. If you want to check it out, Apollo the Genius Parrot, just search that, and you're going to be entertained by bird naming stuff. That's all you need for a feel-good Friday, right?
De Novos.
Wednesdays and Saturdays are best days to get yourself a bargain at Aldi. Good, different, not even paid.
I was going to say, are you on the
payroll?
Rolled off the tongue. Where's the sponsorship? But a new product shoppers have seen in the freezer section is dividing opinions. Salmon and broccoli lasagna. Thoughts?
Oh,
yes.
No for me. But yes for you.
Yeah,
what do you like about that flavour idea?
Look, one, it sounds healthy. Two,
it does.
I love salmon. That's probably one of my favourite foods of all time.
Yeah.
And lasagna, I mean, look, seafood goes with pasta sheets.
Yeah.
Well, the whole broccoli thing, though, like, I can see what they're getting at, but I think I might prefer, like, broccolini or, like, zucchini or something else green. Yeah,
the problem with broccoli in there is too alkali. It will bring bitterness to the dish, which is unnecessary.
Okay.
Feels unnecessary. A salmon lasagna sounds good.
Drizzle it with honey. There you go, Rob.
Perhaps.
Teriyaki,
Yeah.
You speak in a foreign language. Fish and vegetables are not on my palate.
You don't eat any
Not
of that.
At all.
You only eat beef?
Fish only if it's deep fried.
Okay.
Fish if it's deep fried. Worst food combination in my eyes.
Okay.
I think that's a bit of a weird one. I reckon that's pretty bad. So I jumped onto Reddit. The front page of the internet, fantastic,
sure.
And asked, what are the worst possible food combinations? See how we rate these around the team.
Okay.
Mayonnaise and jam in a sandwich.
No, probably not.
Really, why? Why not mayonnaise and jam?
You know what?
Like sweet and, point. It's like sweet and savory.
And here's something I have had recently, right? So I made a delicious toasted sandwich with like a seeded bread, looked very crunchy, right?
Yep.
And then I put a bit of chili sauce in mayonnaise as like a dipping sauce.
Yeah,
That's peri-peri-naise, isn't it?
Something like that, but it was a sweeter chili sauce.
To
be fair, it tasted pretty good.
Okay.
So maybe not too far off. Better than the broccoli thing.
And some of these ones that they've listed online, you go, seriously, why would you bother? Somebody's put like Cheerios to cereal and sauerkraut. No, we're not about
that.
That's just silly.
I think that generally sounds bad.
Yeah.
Here's one. Using maple syrup as a dipping sauce with crackers.
So using maple syrup as a dip. They said that's a bad combination.
I think we should move to our snacking expert on the team, which is Ari.
Hello.
You like crackers and you like dipping them in things.
Yes. Anything biscuity, crackery, give it to me. I will eatery it. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what are your thoughts on that? Say some Jats dipped in a bit of maple syrup.
Okay. Here we go. I've got an addition to make that even better.
Yeah.
You want to get like some thickened cream with the, what do you call that?
Maple syrup.
And mix that together. That way you get a creaminess, a sweetness, and the cracker of the salt as well.
See, I think that might be a winner.
Yeah, just add a bit of cream.
There we go.
I eat like a garbage truck and that wouldn't even go near me.
Really?
I would not let that. No, thank you.
Scott says
don't
no.
Don't knock it till you try.
No thanks. Another one people throwing around, cheese on Chinese food.
Yes, I've done it, and I do it.
Yeah, I'm around that too.
They're saying, they're telling me online that it is a no chance.
No. Yeah, right.
Sprinkle some like some tasty mozzarella cheese on your chicken chow mein. Right as rain.
Well, it's already noodles, isn't it?
or a cheese slice, like a Colby cheese slice on a dim sim.
Oh. Mm. You know what? I'm not too. I don't mind that. I think there's not enough cheese on things.
Yeah, agree.
Oh, cheese in general. Yeah. Amazing cheese and cheese on Chinese food.
It's a no for Scott.
Speaking of cheese, I've got a question for you both. Now, my brother used to do this. What are your thoughts? He would make a piece of toast. Mm. He'd put peanut butter on it, standard peanut butter, and then a slice of tasty cheese.
Well, no.
Peanut butter and cheese, nah.
That's no?
That's weird.
No, did you ever try it?
No, I didn't, because it looked disgusting.
Yeah, fair enough. We've got the same opinion then. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group. The Novos. New FM. Feel Good Friday. I don't know about you, but I feel good. Have you guys been following the story of these astronauts stuck in the Boeing capsule?
I've seen something.
I saw something on it this morning.
Yeah, so they've been up. They went up there for a short, like, experiment, I guess, and stuff like that that they go up for. They now think they might be stuck there until next year.
No.
How? Why?
So, essentially, they went up on this Boeing capsule. Like, NASA now is basically getting companies, American companies, to build all their spaceships, right? So, they went up on this Boeing one, design flaws. There's issues with it, and it hasn't been able to return. Now, Boeing wants them to just try and fix this. They're like, oh, we've done the simulations. It'll be fine. But NASA obviously not confident because it's already stuffed up, right?
Mm.
So they're talking about using the SpaceX capsule instead. That's Elon Musk's company. But that won't be ready until February of next year. So what was supposed to be, they've already been stranded for 2 months at this point.
Jeez.
Right? It's 2 months longer than expected. They were supposed to go out there for like, I don't know, 2 weeks or something. Not long at all. And they've already been there 60 days, and this could take them up to February next year, mean they'll be there for 8 months.
That's insane and very frightening.
That's exactly right.
Are they in orbit or are they stationary somewhere?
Yeah, they're in orbit. So you're just on the move. It's a very uncomfortable situation, I would have thought, because it's only designed for, you know, a short-term flight or not to be up there that long.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a massive space or anything. So can you imagine you're in there with another person for that long? 8 months?
Terrible.
You only thought it'd be up there for a very short trip.
You would drive each other crazy. You'd end up hating each other by the end of it. I'm surprised they won't kill each other.
Well, I don't know. They're astronauts, so they probably have a fairly level head.
Mm.
But it's still less than ideal, right?
Yeah,
to be up there 8 months.
A long time.
I don't know. Hopefully they can bring it back sooner somehow.
You feel sorry for the families as well.
Well, yeah.
Oh, they're worried about their loved ones in space. Like, you'd be petrified.
You would be very, very worried.
Or some wives will be like, yes, he's gone for 8 months. I can do what I want.
Could possibly be. New FM. Hey! We're going to want to remember.
The Novos on this day. Oh, it is a feel-good Friday, August 9th. So let's take a look at what happened through history on this day. First and foremost, though, just to start off on a serious note, in 1945, on this day, the US drops the second atomic bomb called the Fat Man on Nagasaki in Japan, destroying part of the city. Like, that was today in history.
Wow. I mean, that was an important day in history, that's
it
for
was.
Sure.
Also very devastating, but
absolutely.
We move on. In 1965, on August 9, Singapore separates from the Federation of Malaysia and gains its own independence. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, interesting.
1997, Just to See You Smile was a single released by country artist Tim McGraw. It won Billboard Song of the Year in 1998.
That's a really interesting award. I haven't heard of the Billbongs.
Never.
Yeah.
Aussie.
It'd be a good one to get invited to, wouldn't it? You know,
sure.
you walk the red carpet, or that sort of, or the what colour carpet
or
do you think it would be?
Or just crawl across it?
Maybe like the green.
Like yeah. creek coloured, like that off muddy. And then they serve those ice creams.
Oh, yes.
The Billabong ice creams along the journey.
I love a Billabong ice cream. Yep, delicious.
Okay, let's look to the games now. In 2012, Jamaican sprint superstar Usain Bolt wins the 200 metres at the London Games. To become first to win the 100 and 200 metre double in back-to-back games.
I've been watching footage of Usain Bolt from his past races.
Mm.
And compared to, and again, this is no sledge on anyone competing this year, but he was miles in front.
Yeah.
Miles in front when he was racing compared to the scurry over the finish line of who actually got their tongue across first. Because they stick their tongues out and foots out and stuff like that. But they have got to do something to get across the line. Mm. Usain Bolt was miles in front. There was no denying that he was the winner. It just shows, again, in the nicest way possible, what a freak of nature. How good.
And well, some people saying, oh, look, he'll be a once-in-a-generation talent, which may be the case. There's still more time to go. But the other interesting thing about it is you watch his acceleration, and it's like he's really a 200-metre runner, but he's just quicker in the 100. Like, you watch his acceleration curve. At the start, he's not really that much faster. Mm. By halfway through the race, though, he really takes off.
Yeah, crazy.
So very a fascinating man to watch, indeed.
Also in 2014, August 9, my favourite TV show of all time was released, Outlander.
Oh,
Sam Heughan.
Yeah, the travel through, Outlander. Randomly through time. Mm.
Scottish history.
Sometimes historically accurate, sometimes not. And then doing it by touching on rocks.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Amazing.
It's a bit of an unusual show. I've watched more than I care to admit.
Also in 2022, tennis superstar on this day, Serena Williams, actually announced her intention to retire in an interview with Vogue. Obviously, she retired in that year, so she stuck to her word. Moving on to birthdays, Pitch Perfect and Into the Woods actress Anna Kendrick turns 38 today, while known for his action and Western films, Sam Elliott celebrates his 79th birthday, while actor Bill Skarsgård turns 33. He's gorgeous. Also, August 9 is National Passion Fruit Day and National Book Lovers Day. So there you go. Eat some fruit.
Yeah.
Read a book.
Get the passion fruit going. That's probably my favourite of the whole. One of my favourite fruits of all time. Passion
fruit. Do you reckon?
Fruit. Yeah.
I don't like the seeds. I don't like passion fruit seeds.
It's mostly seeds. That rules it out for you, I think.
Yeah, but they're uncomfortable to eat.
I feel fine about it.
Like if it's on a dessert or something, you're eating a soft dessert, then all of a sudden, crunch. Nah.
Passion fruit, thought and feelings, Ari.
I love them.
Love them? Mm. Seeds don't bother you either?
No.
Yeah, I think you're in the minority on that one.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Thanks for that, Ari.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And by no means do we condemn a life of crime. Not at all. But it is very interesting.
It does pay.
Well,
Creevo, what are you doing? He's bad. No. But it is interesting to hear things from former criminals who have gone through the rehabilitation process and they talk about their mentality or what they were doing when they're in that situation. Now, recently...
True crimes.
Yeah,
fascinating.
True crimes. Now, recently, Andrew Hamilton, a comedian who spent some time in prison, he was on the show.
Yeah.
And so when he was chatting to us about his time in prison, he's talking about what actually motivated him to go into comedy from being in prison. Crazy.
That's right. I forgot about it.
And talking about the stories from prison.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a big thing to be part of his comedy. Super duper interesting. Creevo, you actually put me onto a podcast, which only listening to when you're outside of the listening area for New FM.
Of course.
Goes without saying.
Yeah.
Of what it's like in jail. People in jail making a podcast.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm very interested in true crime and hearing it from the person who's done it, I guess.
The horse's mouth.
Yeah, if you will.
So an ex-burglar has revealed a checklist for what she used to choose and how she used to determine which houses she wanted to steal from.
Oh, this is fascinating.
A mental checklist, as she calls it. It's a US-based TikToker. She spent 10 years in prison for criminal activity, so now... I guess you call it a PSA.
Yeah, almost. It's things to look out for, isn't it, around your own home?
Yeah, it's so many factors she would consider, the weather being one of them. She's got them into broad categories.
Yeah.
The weather, obviously, she'd pick a sunny day, more like the people are outside. That's a given.
Yeah, interesting. And also they say, like when it's raining, you're less likely to get broken into. That's probably why.
Well, on the flip side, though, make less noise. If it's raining, then the rain would disguise any sort of break in windows.
Cover the noise.
Again, this is all hypotheticals. We're talking here.
Scott's giving you a guide here.
I'm telling you exactly how to break into people's houses.
Well, what about when it's raining, though, and you're walking through the rain, you get squelchy shoes.
Oh, so that is true.
You're not
more
as
noise.
Quiet anymore.
Yeah, things to consider.
What about the time of the day?
So
obviously
know.
You'd consider when people are going to work, what times people are more likely going to be home, so what times people are sleeping, what times people...
Sounds like Santa, when will you be awake?
Exactly, literally. He knows when you're awake, knows when you've been bad or good.
Scary.
Yeah.
Now, a security system, you'd think people would go, oh, it's a no chance, Lance. You see a security system, you go, I'm not going in there. Having prominent signs that your house is well protected gives the impression or shows there is value inside. There is something to protect.
Oh, never even thought of that. Because you see those alarm, you know, this has a whatever ADT alarm or whatever. You go, oh, he's got an alarm.
Yeah. And you go, oh, he's obviously got something good in there.
Lots of jewels and gold, perhaps.
You got to plan your escape route. So just because you find a way in, you've got to find a way out. And so it is an escape route of the house, but also she goes into more detail, the escape route of the suburb to clear the scene, flee the scene altogether. Mm. She do things such as wearing the wrong size shoe, tying up your hair and wearing scrubs during the burglary so that she could make a quick getaway.
Wow.
So you're not restricted by anything. Now, if you speaking of the idea of restriction, if I wore the wrong size shoes, one, my feet would hurt. Two, you trip over yourself.
Yeah, often, like, sometimes you wear, like, your partner's thongs or whatever, and it is uncomfortable.
Only you, Creeper. Only you, mate.
You never wear, you've
well,
never.
That's endearing.
You've never, like, oh, there's, you know, say, Brit's shoes.
No.
Or thongs or something.
No.
Just throw them on because they're nearby.
No, her shoes are her shoes. No way.
Interesting.
No, I wear my shoes and she wears her shoes. I wouldn't wear a part of shoes anyway. And finally, what about pets? So you'd think that having like a guard dog or a cat or something like that, she uses cats particularly as an example, this TikToker, saying that the presence of a dog or a cat inside the house means that it's reasonable to expect that they are walking around, therefore no alarm.
Very interesting. Clever. So be alert. There's a few top tips.
Hopefully no one was taking notes.
Scott there giving you your full guide to how to burgle.
To be fair, after listening to all that, it sounds like being a burglar is a lot of tough work.
Yeah, it seems harder than it is, I think.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
My dad is on a bit of a mission at the moment. He's been looking into it for the past week. So he's found all of our old VHS tapes, what we used to have like our home videos on.
Sure.
So
heard of it.
Yeah, the old school type of videotaping. So it's got a lot of, you know, memories from like his and mum's wedding, when Samuel, my brother, and I were born, you know, all those little bits and bobs.
Sure.
So he's working away, he's working hard to try and find a place that converts the tapes on the VHS into, like, you know, digital copies.
Yeah, I think there's one in Mayfield.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, apparently he has to go down to Sydney somewhere.
Oh, I mean, I think Mayfield's closer.
Oh,
New Dark Photography.
Have you done that before?
No, never done it. I don't have any VHS tapes, but I see their big sign there as I drive past. It's near the KFC, kind of.
Great, I'll have to tell him. But I'm kind of in two minds about it, though.
Well, there'll be a lot of video of you, won't there?
Oh, it just depends. I might feel a little bit embarrassed to see what's on those tapes. Oh, you know, me as a baby naked or running around screaming my head off. I don't know. I don't know what's on those tapes.
Well, good question. Yeah. Look, I do look forward to it happening because hopefully you'll share some with us.
Oh, I don't know if that'll be a treat or a detriment to you, but anyway.
We'll find out.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The classic meat pie. I was chatting to a mate about, he reckons just down the road from him, he does live out of state, so I'm not even going to worry too much about it, but he goes like, just down the road from me, I've got the best pie in the world. I was like, have you been to Newcastle?
They all say that.
Yeah, how ridiculous. The obviously, the best pies are here.
The only place that means it is Newcastle.
That's right, yeah.
Controversial opinion quickly.
Yes.
I find all meat pies to be wonderful. Doesn't matter where I get it from. I get it from the servo and I love it.
Well, that is controversial.
Okay.
But I would say this. I say you're not too far off in that. Most meat pies in Australia are at least very good.
Mm.
Yeah, you eat it and you go, that was good. You know, rare that you really don't enjoy it.
Mm.
But we got onto discussing because he goes, and he said the best part about it is they have fresh squeezed orange juice to have with it. I was like, excuse me?
Juice.
What are you talking about? He goes, oh, nothing like a fresh squeezed orange juice with a meat pie. I was like, that's a really odd drink choice to have with a meat pie. He's like, no, it's the best. It's the best.
Pulp or no pulp? that's not the question.
Either way,
it doesn't make it better.
Orange juice is, I was like, that is a weird choice to have with, he swears by it. He swears by it as being, in his words, the king drink to have with a meat pie. I said, you do not understand the monarchy. That is not how it works. I said, the obvious choice is a chocolate milk. And we're doing it like a FaceTime call. You should have seen his face screw up. He was like, "That you have no idea." I said, "That is the best drink to have with a meat pie. That's the obvious choice."
Mm.
We had this massive discussion as good mates. So probably 20 minutes we were talking about this, just which drink is the best. He had his case for the orange juice, it's just so weird. Now, and I thought, you know what? Let's ask Newcastle, because we understand pies here in Newcastle.
Absolutely.
Better than other places. What is the king drink to have with a meat pie? Let's go around the team first, because I really think it's chocolate milk.
I'm not too far off. I reckon it's an iced coffee.
Oh, at least you're in the milk family.
I would go in milk family, and staying in the milk family, producer Mark said yesterday we went around and we're having a bit of a discussion about it.
Mm.
He said strawberry milk.
Milk family as well.
The milk family.
Mm.
Seems right. Tradie breakfast, meat pie and an iced coffee. And then a run to the dunny. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And poo through the eye of an eagle. All right. Now, Ari, what is the king drink to have with a meat pie in your eyes?
To be fair, I would definitely stay away from the juices, like the citrus.
Juice is weird,
yeah,
right? Yeah, thank you.
At the same time, I don't want a milky texture with my pie.
Okay.
If my king drink would have to be an easy lemonade or a Coke Zero.
Okay.
Done and dusted.
Do you have a favourite brand of lemonade? Or you just eat any of them?
Or Sprite. I'm happy to have Sprite.
Yeah,
Sprite
yeah.
Or like a Kirk's lemonade.
Kirk's.
Beautiful.
Okay. All right. And I'm guessing it's a Dare iced coffee for you.
Pretty exclusively for a Dare.
For me, it's the Oak. It's the Oak.
Oh, okay. Well, Oak is, I would say, supreme chocolate milk.
Mm.
Well, I reckon that's the supreme. So I'll be on your side for that one.
Hang on. Is this another chat for another day, boys?
Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
Let's leave it. Let's leave that. Yeah.
But this is what we're doing here. 4967-4105. What is the king drink to have with a meat pie? Is there anyone else out there who's having an orange juice?
I think
that is an absurd choice.
You're going to have the weird ones that go, pineapple juice or guava or something. No one's going to say that sort of thing.
No one else is saying juice.
No, I guarantee it.
Yeah, because I want to send him this podcast to show him that he does not understand what drink to have with meat pie. But this is what we're going to do. 4967-4105, what is the ultimate drink to have with a meat pie? And just for nominating, you could get yourself a double pass to see the Knights versus West. Gold reserve tickets as well.
That's this Sunday.
They've probably got pies at the footy. You can enjoy it. It's a full circle thing.
Here's one. We were talking with our team about this yesterday, as I said, and Michaela from the front desk came in, and we said, what's the ultimate drink to have with a meat pie? And she said, a Powerade.
Yeah, no.
And Kriva, you and I looked at her and scrunched up our nose and went, why would you have a Powerade? And she said, because you're at the footy. You have a Powerade when you're at the footy. And you know what?
makes sense.
I guess if it's a very hot day, I don't know. The whole thing is interesting.
Well, depends how much you sweat and eat meat pies near the electrolytes.
perhaps. All right. Well, this is your chance to have your say, or maybe you are Team Orange Juice. Surely not. Let's go to the phones. In Thornton, Aaron, what is the king drink to have with a meat pie?
Yeah, it's
got to
be chocolate milk, mate.
Oh, yes.
He's on it.
Yes. Congratulations. Oh. You're a very smart man. You've done Thornton proud. Thanks for coming on the show, Aaron.
No.
All right. Aaron understood the assignment.
He does. Okay, let's go to Elmore Vale with Helen. Hey, Helen, what's the superior drink, I should say?
Well, I honestly can't believe nobody suggested, but it's got to be a cold beer.
Oh, get around it, Helen.
We were thinking early morning to midday. Yeah. Like,
here we are. Do you have a favourite beer to have with it?
I do. Super Dry.
Oh, okay. Sponsored not bad, as well.
Yeah, I know.
Helen's looking for those royalty money's coming in.
And you know what? If you can get them, get them. That's what I always say.
Take them. Mark's in New Lambton Heights. Mark, what's the best drink to have with a pie?
Guys, there's only two options. If it's work hours, a can of Coke.
Yep.
If it's outside of work hours, can't beat a cold beer with it.
Yeah, right.
All right, beer. I can get around that.
Are you a Super Dry one as well, or?
Love Super Dry or a Corona.
Oh, yeah, Corona.
Fancy indeed. look, I think we really missed a trick with the beer side of things,
yeah,
haven't we?
Yeah,
beers, yep.
I like,
we were lacking. We were sleeping on beers.
Yeah, I like Mark's delineation, though.
What
like
do you
work
mean?
Hours, non-work hours.
Oh, yeah. Sensibility.
It's before 10 o'clock, you can have a Coke. After 10 o'clock, it's a beer.
You know what? It is beer o'clock somewhere. Let's get into one.
1053. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
And a chance to win for your Feel Good Friday. Score yourself a family pass to go axe throwing at Maniacs just by playing Lowest Deluxe. Never been axe throwing before. It's harder than it looks.
Yeah, but so fun.
Heaps of fun.
This is what I've heard. I think you're the only axe thrower so far in the team.
I've done it, and it is a challenge. You think that it's just, again, we're all armchair experts at the moment.
Sure.
Watching yeah. a lot of sport on telly going, yeah. I can do that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's hard. It takes the toll on your shoulders. Your eyesight's got to be picture perfect in 2020. But look, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it is a lot of fun. If you go and just chuck it, it's a laugh and a half as well.
And if you're, you know, on the fence about it, you can go for free right now with us.
Yeah, you can trial it. Give it a go. Playing Lowest to Lux. Three items. You got to list them from the cheapest to the most expensive. There is a theme around today's three items for Lowest to Lux. Very, very simple. Put them in order. Cheapest, the most expensive. You walk away with the axe throwing voucher.
That's right. It's all thanks to Maniacs. Hit the bullseye with your next family outing at Maniacs King Street, Newcastle.
Woo!
Let's meet our contestant vying for this family pass today.
Belinda's in Salamander Bay. Hey, Belinda, how are we doing for your Feel Good Friday?
Good. Can't complain.
Beautiful. Love to hear it. Now, Belinda, thoughts on axe throwing? Ever done it?
No, but it has been talked about in the office this week, so we'll give it a red hot crack.
Okay. Treat your office co-workers.
Yeah, I just heard it on UFM, no doubt. Now, obviously, you've bought things before, so you know how prices work, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you well qualified for this game? Put three things in order, cheapest to most expensive, and Scott is your quiz master for today.
All right. So, Belinda, there is a theme. Now, whether you love the theme or hate the theme, I still reckon you can figure this one out. Today, the 9th of August, is National Billiards and Pool Day. So, as in, you go to the pub and you play a game of pool. Now, I'm drop-dead terrible at it. Are you good with the pool cue, Belinda?
Well, I grew up with a pool table, so...
There we go.
Those people...
Pop into billiard hall, so anything's possible.
Those people always have an advantage, don't they?
Yeah, of course. Definitely.
If you had one in your house growing up, you'd be pretty good, I reckon.
Mm.
All right, Belinda, let's get into it.
Three items. Belinda, first one is a Sydney Swans-themed two-pack of pool cues from theqshop.com. Second item is a K-Sports pub-sized pool table from Bunnings. And your third one is an inflatable two-ring kids swimming pool from Kmart. So we're keeping in a pool theme here,
yes,
Belinda.
Yes. Pool adjacent.
Straight down the line, we've got pool cues, we've got a full-size pool table, and a kids pool. What are we thinking for Linda?
All right. I reckon the lowest will be the pool, as in the swimming pool.
Okay.
And then I would probably... How big's the one from... Was it BCF?
Bunnings. The pool table. Pub-sized.
Oh, yeah. Then I'd go to the pool cues and then the pool table.
Okay, so just to confirm, we're going the kids' pool, the pool cues, then the pool table.
Yeah, give that a crack.
Try to say pool 10 times really fast.
No, don't do that.
Let's start from, well, what you think is the bottom. The inflatable touring kids' swimming pool from Kmart will set you back $10, Belinda.
Oh, that's really cheap. Yes.
Very, very
for
cheap.
For a swimming pool.
It's not that big.
Swimming pool.
It's not that big, but it's still a pool nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah. People pay like $100,000 for a fancy pool installed in the backyard. Yeah, the bath was cheaper.
Yeah.
A Sydney Swans themed 2-pack of pool cues from theqshop.com is $119, Belinda.
Damn.
They're not cheap.
No.
Not cheap at all. Imagine a Newcastle Knights themed pool cues.
That'd be
easy $500.
5,000.
Can't put a value on it.
Yeah.
That's top dollar.
Yeah,
top dollar. But the Sydney Swans one, $119. And finally, a K-Sports pub-sized pool table from Bunnings. Belinda, it's $699.
Oh, she's yeah.
Done it. You'll be okay.
Love your work. You're off to Maniacs. You got a family pass. You'll be able to gossip about it in the office as much as you want. Well done.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
So, obviously the games, they're on over in Paris at the moment.
Sure.
Obviously, where have you been if you're not watching? We watch it like every day. So, this week, a Filipino gymnast, his name is Carlo Yulo, he earned more than 2 gold medals at the Olympics.
More than 2? How many did he get?
I don't know. but, you know, when you get a gold medal, obviously, it is one of the biggest achievements in your athletic career, okay? That would have to be the cream of the crop.
Oh, sure. I mean, a gold medal at the Olympics, that is the best.
Yeah. So, and amazing for him, he was the first, I believe, to earn a gold medal for his country.
Right.
Like in history for an event.
So in the Philippines, they've never had a gold in the Olympics before.
Not in gymnastics, no.
Yeah, right.
So this is amazing. In the country's history, it has been, what, a very long-standing stint for the games over the past however many years, over a century or whatever it's been, or longer.
Yeah, roughly.
Crazy. Yep. Anyway,
Olympics.
What's really fascinating about this story as well is what he earns.
Okay.
So, obviously, when it comes to the games, everyone gets their perks. So, you know, like, oh, the Aussies, they'll get like 20 grand if they win a gold, 10 mm-hmm. grand if it's a bronze, so on and so forth. Well, Carlo, apparently, because he secured the golds, he now earns himself a lifetime supply of ramen, mac and cheese, and grilled chicken offered by various restaurant chains across the country.
I'd prefer to have the $20,000
any day,
ramen.
Any day of the week.
$20,000 much more useful.
Well, he also gets a lifetime supply of colonoscopies.
I still have the $20,000, please.
Oh, well, still, like colonoscopies, that's for your health. That's important.
Yeah, universal healthcare.
Well, yeah, I already get that for free.
Sure. And also...
I regularly use it.
Of course you do.
Oh,
you're just doing it at home. You're not doing it with an actual doctor.
Oh, right,
cream,
right.
You say you have to actually go and see a doctor.
Right, yeah.
A medical professional cream.
Yeah, of course.
And he also gets to secure himself his own home. So,
oh, he gets a free house.
Gets a free house, man. How cool is that? So I did a little bit of a deep dive into what other perks, other countries that compete in the games, what their gold winners
What about cash money? Does he get cash money as well?
Yeah, something like...
$20,000 for an Australian if they get gold.
You don't want to know. For him, in Australian dollars, $265,000.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's embarrassing for us. We're so cheap in Australia.
They got given Samsung phones when they got over there.
Yeah, well...
There we go, it's an extra $1,000.
There you go.
Not the same as, what was it, 200 and something thousand? $265,000,
yeah. Yeah. Meantime, fencer Vivian Kong has made history by winning Hong Kong's first gold medal at the Paris Games.
Sure.
She will receive over $70,000 and is also given, I really want this, a lifetime supply of Subway tickets.
Like, as in on the train or the delicious sandwich?
I think it's the sandwiches.
Oh, well, yeah, wow. That's pretty good.
If
tickets
not,
on the sandwiches.
If not, free train.
Yeah, right.
Big difference, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big difference. One's eat fresh, and the other is you get
travel
to sit
fresh.
Next, sit next to somebody with a bad cough.
Not eating on the train. No way. Yeah. Yuck.
No, certainly not.
Also, Indonesian badminton athletes Gracia and Apriani, who earned gold medals at the Tokyo Games a couple of years ago, were promised 5 cows, a meatball restaurant, like the whole thing, and also a new house.
What an eclectic group of prize things to win.
Yeah, I love how it's just very unique as well to the country.
Well,
good on them.
Hey, if you've got the meatball restaurant, you've got the cows, there's your beef supply sorted.
Oh, well,
you're going to make some good money in the first year.
To be fair.
After that, you have to buy your own cows.
Cows are expensive.
Yeah,
cows
that's
are
very true.
Expensive.
To be fair, the person who's winning the most is this Filipino gymnast, Carlo. Like, free ramen and mac and cheese for life. Yes, please. I'll take that.
I'd be focusing on the house if I was him.
But
yeah, you know, each to their own.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
All right, here we go. Feel Good Friday. We're all about it, aren't we, Ari? What's going on?
To be fair, I'm very worried about this weekend.
Why are you worried about this weekend?
Because I still haven't done my shopping for my country trip.
That's right. So what sort of, you were supposed to get jeans, weren't you?
Yes.
You're going to cheap out and go the big W ones, weren't you?
Yeah, I was meant to do that this week and I still haven't done it. So today is the day, folks.
Why don't you get some good ones, like Wrangler or something like that?
Because I'm worried that I'm not going to wear them enough to get the money out of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not an investment that I'm going to be utilising a lot.
So you reckon this will be the only time you ever go near horses?
No, it won't be. But the thing is, I feel like the only time I'll wear the jeans is if I'm going to Will's family farm.
Right.
Because I don't like jeans, really.
Okay, so it's like a pay-per-use type situation. One time, you get the jeans, that's it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right, fair enough.
It'll be interesting, though. So, yeah,
plans have changed. Well, today's D-Day then, isn't it?
It is D-Day. Obviously, I have a lot of things to do over the weekend, but Monday is looking like the day I'm going to the farm. I'm also doing a lot of cooking as well on the weekend, so it should be a lot of fun. Have you got any tips for me?
What?
In terms of what jeans to get? No, what to make. You're the chef, Crevo.
Yeah, make a pavlova. That always goes down well.
Can you actually make a pavlova at home without it like cracking and being all horrible?
Yeah, easy.
Oh, I've never made one.
Easy. Oh, that's a very easy dish to make. There you go. That's my top tip.
Okay, pavlova.
Everyone loves a pavlova. You won't go wrong.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And they say you can't get rich quick. Tell this to the Swansea man whose $10 scratch-it has now scored him $250,000.
Oh, my God.
To kickstart his retirement. Look, again, you'd go...
in your super.
Take me out. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. And you'd invest it. You'd do something with it. But congratulations to this Lake Macquarie man. That's huge.
Mm.
That is.
Huge stuff. We want to know, 4967-4105, what'd you win?
This is
simple fun.
Real simple for your Feel Good Friday. What did you win? And I'm talking... Let's go way back into primary school days. Let's go back into jobs that you've had in yonder years. What did you win? 4967-4105.
All right. Since we're going primary school, year 5, art prize. Mangrove Mountain Art Prize.
Yeah. Right, okay.
First place. How good's this? And then, because they have a little exhibition thing, painting sold as well.
Oh, so did you get the commission?
Yeah, $80.
Yo, take that.
It's expensive.
In year 5, happy days. I was flying.
Mm. You bought the entire canteen.
Wow.
Yeah.
And perhaps I did. Perhaps I did.
Maybe you never know.
In year 5, you don't know what you're doing with your money.
I won, can't remember my exact age, would have been primary school.
Mm.
I won the jelly bean guessing competition at my swim club.
Wait,
so
really?
You work it out mathematically.
Do you? Or is it a guess?
100%. You work it out mathematically. You take home the goodies.
Did you get the whole jar?
Whole jar. It was like a wine bottle full of jelly beans.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
I remember those wine bottle ones. There was a period of time when they were filling wine bottles with jelly beans in the 90s. They absolutely loved it.
Do you remember when they used to do paint tins full of jelly beans?
Dulux
did that campaign.
Oh, wow.
What about that?
That's probably where it came from.
Probably.
See, with those jelly bean competitions, I didn't realise you actually won the sweets.
Yeah, that's usually
like,
it.
Got like a little medal or a cash prize or something.
Oh, someone's gypped you if they've given you that.
If you guess the jelly beans, you win the jelly beans.
That's the way. Okay. That's the way it usually goes.
Sweet.
Wide range of competitions out there. Mm. Have you won anything along the journey, Ari?
I have.
What have you won? What are you most proud of?
Two things. Okay. First of all, when my first year of playing football, or soccer, I should say, we won the grand final. So, North Lakes. Woo! Dora Creek Club.
So what year was that?
Oh, I think I was probably about 13.
So, 14. Dora Creek, what's the name of the club?
I think it was North Lakes FC. I'm pretty sure.
North Lakes FC presents.
Yes, and then the second one was probably my most recent.
Oh, yes. What was that?
Well, I won Will's heart, my partner.
No, that's not what we're after.
That's that, no. We want to know, what did you actually win? 4967-4105. Tell us what you won. If you've won something similar to this guy in Swansea.
Oh, surely not.
$250,000.
No, we're not. That, no one's going to have a win that big.
Well, imagine if they did, though, Crevo.
Yeah, okay. Let's expand it out. Maybe it's like someone you know, family member, something like that.
Anything. Any victories. Any wins.
The bigger the like win along the way. It could be years ago as well, but we just like to hear those stories for a feel-good Friday,
absolutely.
Right? Let's go to the phones. In Cole Point, Christy, what's your story?
I won a radio competition.
Oh, stop.
Back in about 1998, it was, 88.
Wow.
I was in year three and a radio station would randomly ring people's homes, and I was convinced we were going to win and they were going to call. So every time the phone rang, I'd answer 2WS is my station.
Right.
And they rang and I won $5,000. So this is 88. And then my mum knew the song of the hour, so we got $10,000.
Oh, my
so
God.
It was a significant win back then, though. It was a lot more money than $10,000 these days.
So a radio listener from way back when, I mean, you say it was in 88. New FM started in 89.
Yeah, so that's all right.
Yeah, so you've made the transition.
You've moved to New FM, and we appreciate that.
And you're winning on winning.
Yeah, I love that. What a great story.
Let's go to Belmont. Catherine. Hey, Catherine. Happy Feel Good Friday. Tell us what you won.
I was working in a travel agent and I won, there was a promotion going with one of the wholesalers. And anyway, I won the promotion and won a trip to London.
Oh.
But my manager at the time guilted me into giving it to her daughter because her daughter was having a bit of a rough time. So
her daughter
went off to London and I've never regretted anything more in all my life.
Wow. It was like taken away from you, really, wasn't it?
Well, I gave it away.
Yeah.
I was stupid enough to give it away.
When you say one, Catherine, is this all expenses paid?
Yeah.
Oh, Jay. Yeah. I've got secondhand regret just listening to that story.
How old were you, Catherine?
Right? I was probably about 19.
So she's that's preying on the young, isn't it?
Yeah, on the innocent. Jeez, you would really regret that. Even just hearing it from here, makes you shiver.
It makes you all cry.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group,
the Novos,
New FM. Feel good Friday.
And if you turn your attention to the skies for the next 2 weeks or so, you might be hearing a lot more noise than normal. The Royal Australian Air Force has released a statement that Williamtown, the RAF base, is going to be hosting 6 F-22 Raptor aircrafts from the US over the next couple of weeks.
Wow. Amazing. Raptors, they sound noisy.
They are very, very
I've never noisy. Heard one, but it sounds like it'd be noisy.
Yeah.
Are they some of the top-tier planes, do we know?
I think they are. From the American Air Force, they're coming over with a couple of them participating in an air show that's happening up on the Goldie in a couple of weeks' time. So they'll be doing a couple of fly-arounds and a couple of trials by the sounds of it and by the looks of things. The statement reads, residents can expect an increase in flying activity during daylight hours, including integrated training with RAF aircraft.
Oof. Cool. That is cool. You see them, they do like a flip in the air or something. You're like, that's impressive. I couldn't do that.
Free air show. Take that.
Yeah.
True.
Absolutely.
And during coming after the Anzac Day service that was happening earlier this year at Nobby's Beach, we're walking back to the car, and from Williamtown, some of the aircrafts took off and were flying over Nobby's. Couldn't even hear yourself think.
Yeah.
Oh, so loud. But they put on a spectacular show.
I think the pilots get earmuffs or something.
But they'd have to.
So that it's not so noisy.
I just want to be inside the noise-making machine that is the plane.
It's actually one of my dreams to go in one of those type of planes.
I feel like that can be achieved.
I reckon if you go and knock on the door of RAF Base Williamtown, say, do you know who I am?
I learn it from you, Scott. I learn it from you.
My mum used to be work at the RAF base there at Williamtown.
As a pilot?
Oh, close. No, she knew pilots.
Yeah.
I feel like she has some connections. Maybe I can get you in, Crevo.
Oh, if you can.
Yeah.
I'll probably want the seat in the back.
Why the back?
Because I don't think I can drive it on the first go.
No, you wouldn't be driving it. You'd have to be the passenger.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So, yeah, if you know somebody that can get me a little trip in one, what a dream.
You could be the goose to Maverick.
Yep, that sounds good. I'm definitely the goose in a lot of situations.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, though, researchers believe they have found the ingredients on how to make a 2,000-year-old Roman dictator's cologne. So I'm talking about Julius Caesar. I'm pretty sure everyone growing up through school would have been taught all about Julius Caesar, of course, like the assassination, empowerment, whatever. But he was one of the most famous names in history.
So where they find this thing? They were just going through the filing cabinet of stone tablets and there it was. Oh, perfume recipe or what?
That would be a pretty good story, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, they don't really... say where they got this idea
from. Secret.
It's a secret,
yeah, it's probably.
It's a bit of a secret.
Yeah. Chemist Warehouse, maybe. They've got the biggest range of colognes at lowest prices.
Yeah, 10% discount as well.
That's right. Bring in a receipt from another retailer and they'll give you a deal.
Well, there you go. Well, they tend to believe that Julius used to smell like a mixture of flowers, fruits, oils, and even gladiator sweat. So this certain scent that Caesar had apparently involved sweat.
What? So he went around gladiators, like, Russell Crowe, come over here. And they give him a little...
squeegee on the back.
Yeah, they got a little squeegee here. Put this into the little, a little funnel into a bottle. Is that how it went?
Oh, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, right.
So the researcher team concluded that his perfume likely contained a mix of mint, rose, lemon, bergamot, and patchouli, which is quite interesting, they say, because patchouli has an earthy, woody, musky scent, mm-hmm. known for its intoxicatingly rich bouquet of, I guess, scents and whatever, and notes. I'll say notes.
Okay.
But the team said this was meant to mimic the smell of gladiators.
Interesting, because obviously there was a lot of obsession with gladiators at the time. And I get it was a good movie.
Mm. No.
But so he wanted to smell like that.
That's why they're bringing out a second one.
Yeah, well, that's what I've heard.
The first scent was so good, bringing out the release, Gladiator 2.0.
Well, funny you should say, it would have been a bit honourable to have the gladiators' sweat on them, because these type of men's perspiration was regarded as a high honour, as it contained their blood, exfoliated skin, dirt, and olive oil that was spread on their bodies before they headed into the arena to fight to the death. So I guess it's like a champion smell. Let's go with that. Yeah, yeah, I'm a fighter, you know. It's good to smell like them.
Well, if you can, I mean, to smell like him, like you said, if he could gather up, if you're rich enough to be able to gather up gladiator,
sweat. Just gather my sweat.
You're rich
I have
enough.
Ancestors that are gladiators. So
is that the that the case? Is it?
Proven. I smell like a gladiator.
Ari, signature scent coming soon to Chemist Warehouse.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
Yeah, there's so much on around our region. We've only got a couple of minutes here, so I've picked out some unique events.
Okay.
Let's kick things off, because in my opinion, the weekend starts today.
Absolutely, it does.
Tom Gleason tonight at the Civic Theatre.
Oh, he's funny. I love him.
He's very funny. You know him from stuff like Hard Quiz or whatever.
And Taskmaster?
Sure.
Yeah.
Take your pick. He's very good. 6:30 tonight, Civic Theatre. Tickets still available. Not heaps, though.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a fan, get in quick.
I've seen him before. Very good.
Okay.
Very, very good.
There we go. A report from Scott himself.
And quick.
Excellent.
Quick, yeah, very quick. He doesn't mess around, Tom Gleason.
Love that.
Certainly. How about this? Something a bit different. the laid-back arcade night. So this is like, well, you go up to Time Zone at Katara.
Yeah.
And it's run by the University of Newcastle Social Club.
Oh, cool.
And it's just like a much more relaxed version of just hanging out at Time Zone, I guess. You can book your tickets now. It should be a good evening. Something different. You know, other side of the spectrum, you'd say, from a comedy night. Mm-hmm. That's more of like a, oh, you go and watch something. But if you want something more of an activity.
To participate in.
That's it. Good option as well. Moving along to Saturday, Blackbutt Village Community Fun Day is happening. Starts at 8 a.m. Got live music, art installations, all these family-friendly activities, coffees, food, all that good stuff.
Yes. Blackbutt Reserve's been in the news a bit recently.
Well, it's on
the upgrades.
Yeah, and this is part of the celebration of that. So, fantastic event. Then in the evening, how about this for a different one? Afrobeats at Castle Del Mar in Newcastle.
Oh, Castle Del Mar's fantastic.
Yeah, great venue.
New cocktail space in Newcastle.
That's it. And, you know, why not try some different music? Moving things along to Sunday. This is a bit of a different one.
Mm-hmm.
How about taking your advanced jet ski course at Australian Boating College in Maryville?
That's a thing?
Yeah, you can become a pro jet ski rider.
Yes.
I mean, you know, terms and conditions I'm sure apply.
Yeah.
But
look it up yourself.
Yeah, exactly. It's just there in Maryville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's running. It starts 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So by midday, you can go get lunch and you're an advanced jet ski rider.
Ooh, qualified.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, we cannot forget Newcastle Knights versus West. Now, McDonald Jones Stadium, 4:05 p.m. This is going to be an absolutely superb game. We've been giving away Gold Reserve passes all week.
And it's a triple header.
Yeah.
There's Newcastle, New South Wales Cup plays, then the Newcastle Knights, and then the Newcastle Knights NRLW team plays.
That's right.
And I'm pretty sure, don't quote me on this, look into it if you're going to go, but I'm pretty sure one ticket, three games.
Oh, how good.
That's I'm under the impression it's one ticket, three games.
And the NRLW, we're up against St. George Illawarra Dragons, so that'll be superb. That kicks off at 6. That's not even a really late night or anything.
Perfect for a Sunday.
Exactly. Go in, enjoy it, and support Newcastle Knights. We really need it. And it'll just be such a good environment and atmosphere and all that. Enjoy your weekend, everyone.
The Novos on UFM.
Okay, let me get this straight. So, your order was...
Repeat the eat.
And if you've ever seen a drive-through, been through a drive-through, worked in a drive-through, more than qualified to play Repeat the Eat. Very, very simple. We're taking a trip through the drive-through, ordering three items. You'll hear the recording. Just repeat it back to us. Simple as that. If you tell us, repeat back to us what the order is, you'll win yourself a double pass to go and check out Sunset Boulevard, brand new musical. Hasn't been in Australia since 1996. It's coming to the Sydney Opera House next month, and you could go for free.
How good is that? All you got to do is say three items from drive-through, say them back correctly. The prize is yours.
Amazing.
Now, Shane and Raymond Terrace, he's had a crack at this previously. This is a couple of days ago. Have a listen to how it played out.
Oh, hi. Welcome to drive-thru. What can I get for you?
12 chicken nuggets with sweet and sour sauce.
A bacon and egg McMuffin.
Anything else?
And an Oreo storm.
All right. Next window. Thank you.
Egg McMuffin, Oreo straw, and 12 chicken nuggets with sweet and sour sauce.
Easy as that. Easy as that. Mm-hmm. So Shane was a winner, another local winner on UFM.
Perfect.
Yes. Let's meet our contestant for this morning. It's Elise in North Rothbury. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Oh, better hearing your voice. now, have you been through a drive-thru before?
I have.
Oh, well, you're qualified.
Once or twice?
Just a few times.
Yes, a few, yes.
All right, very good. Well, you know how this works. We'll play out our order that Ari and I have made. Scott is the drive-through worker. He's taking it. It's your job, though, to repeat it back and get all the items right, okay?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, here we go. Drive-through order for today. Let's do this thing.
Oh, hi, welcome to drive-through. What can I get for you?
I'll grab a fillet of fish burger.
And can I please get a Fanta?
Anything else?
Plus a chocolate sundae large.
All right, next window, thank you.
Pressure's on, Elise.
What was it?
It was a fillet of fish burger, a Fanta, and a large chocolate sundae.
Oh my gosh, she's got it,
Fantastic!
trust you.
Not a single second of hesitation.
Waste
nothing.
Of time, nothing.
I think you might be our best ever player.
Yeah,
well done.
100%.
Good. Goal.
Yeah.
The drive-through workers would absolutely love you. You are straight to the point, Elise. Good on you.
Yeah, good stuff. Well done. You've won those tickets. All yours.
Thank you so much. That's amazing.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Another local winner doing North Rothbury proud this morning here on UFM.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And wrapping up the show today, a little bit of sad news that was breaking yesterday. Jack Carlson, he's featured on our show many, many times. He is the succulent Chinese meal man.
Oh, the man that says this.
A succulent Chinese meal.
Yeah. Iconic.
Yeah, and you know what? Vale, he did pass away.
Aged 82, cancer.
That is sad. A lot of people yesterday ordered Chinese food. And I think this weekend there'll be a lot more orders. Chinese restaurants will be doing a cracking business in memory. A lot of posts online, I saw photos, people just... This is just in memory of that gentleman, you know? This is have a little dim sum tonight, that sort of stuff.
And he's had a resurgence of late because it's been just over 30 years.
Since that happened.
Since that, October 91.
Yeah, and it really was one of the first viral videos in a way, wasn't it?
Got to be one of the original memes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly. So, Vale, and enjoy a bit of Chinese this weekend, I think in good memory.
I see you know your judo well, sir. Vale, indeed.
Indeed. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy your trip to the horse farm, Ari. That should be a bit of fun.
It'll be really good, though, because it's my mum and dad's 32nd wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations to them as well. What a lovely milestone.
Yeah, so they're going out for tomorrow, all day Saturday, so that means I'm home on my own.
Oh, there we go. That's a bit of fun. And you're off Monday as well, is that right?
I am, yes, because I am going to my partner's farm up in Denman. So that's very exciting. Going to meet some Clydesdales.
Excellent stuff. Well, have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy this weather. Sunday, a little bit of rain around.
That's right.
But today and Saturday, stunning. And as I say, the weekend starts right now. Enjoy it, and we'll see you on Monday.
See ya.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.